Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy, and I'm a supervisor. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Wendy. My name is Lori. Wendy, I saw in my Facebook feed your advertisement, and I decided I don't fall for all this stuff. Believe me, I don't. But I saw that it was a 14-day free trial, and that all I had to pay for was the shipping. So I was saying, well, I'm going to do this. What can it hurt? 14 days free. It's all natural. I was using common sense. I don't think I was, I mean, anyway, it was well thought out. So I received the 14-day trial and I agreed to pay the shipping. The product didn't, I was not impressed by, maybe I didn't give it enough time. I don't know, but I decided I wasn't going to pursue this. All of a sudden, this last week, I received in the mail two more bottles of each one of each product. And I'm thinking, what the heck? So I had a very busy weekend, but right away then decided to call you guys and then learned that these were automatically sent to me. Well, I don't know, I don't want to continue the product, nor do I want the two products that came in the mail afterwards because I have no desire to continue the program. Now, he's saying that I agreed to this. I did not agree to this, ma'am. There was nothing that I recall at all in what I read that would say that I agreed to this. So when he just told me that I had another $180 going to be coming or has already come out of my account, I'm pretty upset about that. I did not agree to that. And if there was something in there in some kind of very small print that I missed, that's ridiculous because that's a lot of money for you to just be taking out of somebody's account without them understanding it. There could have been a follow-up. If that truly was the case, there could have been some kind of follow-up that said, are you sure you want to do this? Please, you know, recognize that you are agreeing to this or whatever. I don't know. But I did not agree to this, ma'am, and I will not pay this additional $180. So I would like to be credited for that if I need to return them. One of the envelopes hasn't even been opened. The other one I opened because I wasn't sure what it even was, but certainly the bottle's not been opened. I do not want these products, ma'am, and I will not pay this because I did not agree to this.
Okay, I do understand. Just to make sure that I have the correct account pulled up, is your address the 1206 Alpine Drive?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. So I do see the Ascend, the Keto, and the Cleanser. We do now have the account canceled. The previous agent took care of that. Unfortunately, Ms. Pitten, they don't accept any returns due to the consumability of the products. However, I could offer a 50% courtesy refund as you just paid half price for that last shipment.
No, ma'am. I don't want to pay anything. I did not request this. And I
I
think it's
understand it.
wrong that your company did this. Very, very wrong.
And I'm so sorry for the
So I don't want to
misunderstanding.
pay
It does,
anything.
yeah, it does state in the terms on the website when you sign up that if you don't want to continue with the monthly program, that you just have to call in and cancel the account during or, you know, any time after that trial. I mean, I could send out a complimentary bottle to help offset the charges and do that 50%
No, ma'am. I do not
refund.
want this product. Nope. I don't want the product. I don't want to receive any more of it. I don't want any discounts. I want to be credited for the $180 that I was charged that I did not know or understand I was going to be charged for. I need you
I'm
to assure
looking.
that. I need you to give me some kind of verification that you are going to be crediting my account. I apologize, ma'am, but
Okay, ma'am.
this is just that phony kind of stuff they talk about all the time that companies will do. I have certainly learned my lesson, and I will never do this again, but I do not want to pay for this. I'm not going to use the product, and it was wrong of
I
your company to
understand.
charge me for it.
Well, I'm trying to trying to come to an agreement that's fair for both parties, because I do realize that you did not see that information, but it was provided in the legal terms on the website, and you did have to click on a box saying that you had read and agreed to those before placing your order. I mean, I could go as far as to put my employee discount with it and give you a 75% refund on each of those charges. You know, I'm trying my best to work with you. They won't take them back in the warehouse.
Nope, but I want you to credit my account, ma'am.
Okay, bear with me.
I'm sorry.
Let me see if there's anything I can do, Ms. Pitton. I'm going to place you just on a brief hold. I'll be right back with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, I do appreciate your patience. As a one-time courtesy, we'll do a refund of the $92.90 and the $91.89. Now, you can expect to see those as a credit back to your card within 3 to 5 business days. And I do have your refund confirmation number if you'd like to write this down.
I so appreciate this, ma'am. I thank you very much for understanding. Let me just get to some paper and pencil so I can write that down.
Okay, no.
Okay, so this is the confirmation that these charges are being credited in my account. Is that correct?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, what was your name, ma'am?
My name is Wendy.
Okay, all right, Wendy. All right, and that number, please?
It is 620-383-7362.
Okay. So then I should have no expenses other than my original agreement, which was to pay the postage on the things I already received. And, of course, that already came out of my account.
Yes,
so
ma'am, that's
the only
correct.
Thing,
that
should
yeah,
be the only expense I had. Is that correct?
Right. That was done back in March. So you still have the
right.
the charge from March. Yes, ma'am. But the ones from April, I did refund those back to your card, and there'll be no further shipments or charges going forward.
All right. Thank you very much, Wendy. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Mm-hmm. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye-bye.